Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to hour number two. We are inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show. And as promised, we were talking about it in hour number one. It is time to shine the spotlight on the Green Bay Packers. New York Times best-selling author. He has just released his new book. It is the full definitive biography of one of the most colorful, complex, and successful quarterbacks to the game that has ever seen. It is titled Gunslinger, The Remarkable, Improbable, Iconic Life of Brett Favre, and it is so good to have with us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, Jeff Perlman. Good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's good to have you on the program with us tonight. And so, you know, a number of things that I want to get into when you talk about Brett Favre, but first and foremost, I kind of break it down for us. I mean, why did you select a Brett Favre biography, and what was the process like for going about and researching for it?
All right, so it's not the pretty answer that people expect. I could just tell you, like, I've always wanted to write about Brett Favre. But the truth of the matter is, my dream book, sports book, that I always wanted to write was a biography of, there used to be a football league. Do you remember the United States Football League, the USFL?
Okay.
Yeah, so there used to be this league called the USFL.
Right.
And it was Jim Kelly, Steve Young, Herschel Walker, all these players started it.
Oh, yeah.
And I always wanted to write a USFL book. And I wrote a proposal and nobody wanted it. It was a universal no. My agent said to me, Jeff, nobody wants an effing USFL book. It's like, ah, crap. So, but I'm not one to give up on these things. So I thought maybe if I pitch it with another project and try to get a two-book deal. So I thought Favre would be intriguing, and he's a big name, and he's iconic, and there's never been a definitive biography. So I pitched Favre and USFL, and I actually did get, Howard Mifflin gave me a two-book deal, but they said they wanted Favre first. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And then I loved it. Like, I loved it. The entire experience was more fun than any book I've ever written. I just found it joyful. I think his story is amazing. His family in Mississippi couldn't have been more helpful.
Yeah.
I love it. He is a really, really rich character, like a really rich character. And so I interviewed almost 600 people, and I spent 2 years just chasing people down, and I loved it. I really did. I loved it.
You know, I think, Jeff, you're a New York Times best-selling author. Throughout the years, you've delivered some compelling reads. From a writer's perspective and view, I mean, what is, like, the criteria for some of the book topics as you select them?
That's a great question. I have three things that I always focus on. Like, three questions I ask myself before every book. This is true. Number one, has it ever been done before, a definitive biography? Like, I don't really want to write a Joe DiMaggio biography because I feel like Richard Ben Kramer did a great one. I don't want to do Lou Gehrig. Jonathan Haidt did a great one. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing a biography on those guys or trying to find your own take. I just don't want to do that. I want to be the guy who writes the definitive biography of someone. So has it ever been done? Number two, would my mind explode if I spent 2 years researching this person? You know, and
yeah,
I mean, I wrote a book about Barry Bonds. It was my second book. And I could not find anyone to say a nice thing about the man, right? So it became like this pursuit. Does anyone have a nice thing to say about Barry Bonds? Please, somebody, say something nice about Barry Bonds. And I almost lost my mind doing it. So that was not fun. And then number three, just because, you know, my kids like to eat, does it at least have a chance of being marketable? You know, does it have... You know, like the USFL book I was talking about is the first time I'll be writing a book where the odds are against me, where I'm going to have to do some, you know, all kinds of dancing to even get it to sell. But I thought, you know, Favre is a used name from a passionate market. So I thought I had a shot. So those are the three things I sort of look at when I think about a book.
New York Times bestselling author of seven books, Jeff Perlman, is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. His latest release, The Remarkable, The Improbable, Iconic Life of Brett Favre. It is titled Gunslinger. And you had just mentioned a moment ago, you did spend time in Mississippi. You interviewed nearly 600 folks, but you spent time in Mississippi with Brett Favre's family. What was it like being, you know, spending time around his family, but also his mom? I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird. He didn't talk for the book, and for a long time I thought he would, because I had interviews arranged with him, phone interviews arranged, and then they were canceled, and ultimately he didn't talk. And simultaneously, I basically did something on a lark. Not on a lark, but on a whim. I made a Facebook friend request with his sister, Brandy, and she responded, you know, accepted my request. And then I was in Mississippi doing research, and I sent her a direct message over Facebook. Hey, I'm in Mississippi. Any chance you want to grab coffee? And she wrote back and said, well, why don't you come to the house? And I was like, oh, that's great.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, really good. A serendipity, you know. And I drive to the house, and it's where Brett grew up. And she's there, and Brett's mom, Benita's there. And, you know, it was kind of, at first, you know, they're like, well, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm trying to write a definitive biography. Has Brett agreed to talk to you? And I go, no, he hasn't. I hope he does, but he hasn't yet. And you just never know where people are going to go with that. And they're like, so what do you want to know? And I spent hours there, and they sent me home with scrapbooks from Brett's life. And they're just like, it's funny, because I was driving home, and my wife is like, don't you think it's weird that they talk to you,
right,
and Brett hasn't talked to you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to explain, but there's something about, I got this when I did Walter Payton, because he's from Mississippi too. There's something about showing up and taking the time to talk and asking questions and being honest and being upfront, where it's almost like, yeah, we'll talk to you because you showed up and you're here. Would you like a lemonade or a soda? You know, like, it's that sort of thing. And they're not, there's this whole perception, I think, oh, Mississippi, backwards. Like, these are savvy people. They're smart people. Benita was a special ed teacher for years and years. It just kind of felt like, well, the guy showed up, so let's talk to him. And I got the same from his brothers. They were great. His sister was great. Aunts, uncles, nephews, great. They're just like a really nice family. Just a really good people.
I want to learn more about Brett Favre's childhood. Tell us, what was it like, and what were some of the stories that his siblings did share?
Yeah, so he, you know, he grew up in a very rural background in the Kill, Mississippi. It's spelled K-I-L-N, but everyone there calls it the Kill, Mississippi. And he grew up on this long road, Irving Favre Lane. I think it's Lane or Drive, and that's Irving Favre is his father. And the funny thing is, the name is misspelled on the street sign, and he never replaced it. It's spelled F-A-R-V-E, not F-A-V-R-E. So they kind of grew up isolated, and they used to just beat the snot out of each other, you know. And I asked Brandy, his sister, so what was Brett like? And her first word was mean. And I'm like, ha-ha, mean. Like, you know, my brother and I were mean to each other. She's like, no. Like, mean. Like, hit you in the head with a brick.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, rip off the head of your dolls and laugh at you. Like, pee in a cup, mix it with Tabasco sauce and make you drink it. Like, that level of mean.
Wow.
And, you know, they were raised by a really tough disciplinarian father. And my favorite story from their childhood, it's a great one, is I don't know how old Brett was, maybe 10, and he's riding his bike on Irving Favre, the road, and he gets his jeans stuck in his spokes. And his dad is driving down the road to leave the cop for the property, and Brett tries hailing him down to help him, and he just drives by. And when he drives by, the car passes, and Brett flips the bird, middle finger, to his dad. But he doesn't think his dad sees, but his dad pumps on the brakes and puts the car in reverse. And you have to picture it. Brett is like, his leg is stuck in his bike spoke, and he's running away, dragging the bike in his jeans, trying to get away from his dad. And his dad catches him, gets out of the truck, catches him, bends his finger back and says, do you have something to say to me? What were you trying to say to me? What was that you were trying to say? Like, that was kind of his dad. Like, take no guff kind of, you know, tough guy. Yeah, but, you know, kind of made him the athlete he was. Like, made him very tough, very rugged, very determined.
Well, the chapter on Brett Favre's father, I mean, I thought it was very eye-opening. He was hardly the All-American, you know, father and husband, and obviously just the example that you gave. I mean, he was a drunk, and he was a prolific womanizer.
Yeah, he was, every now and then when you write a biography and you research, there are things you find out that you wish you never knew.
It was very disappointing, I have to tell you. I had no idea.
It's weird, right?
Yes.
Because you're like, people think, this is really true, I swear to God on this, people think when you're writing a book, you find out quote-unquote dirt on people, and you're happy. And it's, I swear to God, it is just the opposite. Because you find out stuff, and then you think, do I need to use this to be definitive? You know what I mean? Like, do I need to use this to tell an honest story of a person? And if I were talking about his second cousin or his uncle, it's a non-factor. But you're talking about the man who is the major role model in Brett Favre's life, the man who raised him, developed him, the man who he idolized. So when you find out that he wasn't the best husband, that he was the guy at the bar who the waitress walks by and he pinches her, you know, that kind of guy. It's kind of disappointing, but it is so telling and so sort of important in his development that you just have to write about it. You just try to do it in a gentle sort of way.
New York Times bestselling author of the new Brett Favre definitive biography. It is titled Gunslinger. Jeff Perlman's going to stick around here for another segment after this quick timeout.